Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Russia threatened that if Finland and Sweden join NATO, they will move more nuclear deployments into the Baltic region. Let's unpack that a little bit. Finland and Sweden are not in NATO right now. They're in the EU. They're not in NATO. NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. I don't know, about 28 countries that have all pledged that if any of them are attacked, they'll take his attack on all of them and respond militarily. And what that basically does is put the U.S.'s nuclear umbrella over Europe to protect it. Finland and Sweden say they're independent. Switzerland says it's independent. And believe it or not, Austria says it's independent. Finland has about an 840-mile border with Ruskies. You can't protect an 840-mile border from people sneaking in. Sweden's a little more remote, but with the Arctic Circle melting, it's very easy for the Rusky ships to come into Sweden from the north. So they both are now big time talking about joining NATO. NATO said that they would welcome the applications. And Russia now objects that they're being fast-tracked, that there isn't more bureaucratic delay. I have a very, very profound question. How are Finland and Sweden different from Ukraine? Finland and Sweden are applying, about to apply to join NATO, and Russia has threatened them with military action. Ukraine applied to join NATO, and they're being genocided, and neither NATO nor the United States is defending them other than to send them some weapons. And Germany basically has betrayed Ukraine anyway already, but we and the UK and a few other European countries are responding. Why are Finland and Sweden better than Ukraine? They're not better than Ukraine. The fact of the matter is that this thing was mishandled from the start in Ukraine, largely because the United States is a divided country. The Republican Party won't accept a peaceful transition of power, and they have knifed and shot in the back at Biden ever since he took office, including on Ukraine. It's because Trump, the former president, is a traitor. Should be in prison, betrayed us to Russia and Putin because he has been funded by the Ruskies for at least 20 years and very likely more. And there is the coprophile video, the steal video in the Moscow hotel room. Trump was afraid of Putin. Trump was servile to Putin. And therefore, his lackeys in the Republican Party are the same way. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Josh Hawley, the rest of them. It's for that reason that early on, NATO and the United States didn't take a stronger position to defend Ukraine. But better late than never, it's still possible. Putin is now up the ante, putting in terrorists to intimidate and torture the population, the Wagner Group, Syrians, Islamic terrorists from Syria, Islamic terrorists from Chechnya should be killed. They should all be bombed. We should have put a humanitarian corridor, insisted on it, and gotten food and bullets so that 1,000 Ukrainian Marines didn't have to surrender in Mariupol. But I suppose better late than never. But let's analyze the Russian threat. First of all, Russia has an enclave called Kaliningrad that's 60 miles from Lithuania, and they have nuclear weapons there. They've already put nuclear weapons in the Baltic region. So they go, well, we may put more nuclear weapons in the Baltic region. Oh, really? They're already there. You're impotent. You have no culture. You are a sick, degraded culture, a sick, degraded culture, till Putin disappears, I've said it before, under the stomping boots of the rabble. One of the lines, Jack of the South Side of Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack of the South Side of Milwaukee?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
Thank you, Jack.
I wanted to refer, there was an article in the business section in the Journal Sentinel about Foxconn, and they're talking about a stall tactic. And anyhow, there, to me, there's some cause of concern here. I guess the Oshkosh Corporation wants to build some postal vehicles. They inquired about some space, and because they're not building nothing anyway, I guess. So they refused them. Then there seemed to be some concern about that they all. They're going to be owing next year property taxes of $30 million, I believe it was, and they're afraid now that they won't get it from Foxconn. And then what really I can't understand is it said something about they may be trying to duck a statute of limitations. So I'm not quite understanding what they're meaning by that. I mean, if that's the case, couldn't the Attorney General do something about this? Because in my opinion, This is fraud. They had promised a lot of jobs, and everything was going to be great. They showed that big picture of Trump and Ryan. Everyone had the gold shovel. He made such a big scene about it, and I think the taxpayers are getting ripped off. But anyhow, I'd like to hear your comment on that. I'll take it off the air. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Thanks, as always, for calling in. Yeah, let me hit that. That's a very important point. And here's the deal. Foxconn, back about 5 years ago, promised to create 10,000 jobs at an average wage of $53,000 a year. They were lying. They knew they weren't going to do it. They didn't do it. Walker, in a desperate attempt to get reelected, thought it would be the new Silicon Valley. So he and we pledged about $4 billion, a little more than four. That's with a B, to a private company, a Chinese company, to come in that had pulled a fast one on a couple of other people as well. They come in and they haven't done jack. They didn't make large screen TVs, small screen TVs. They didn't make coffee makers. They said they would. They didn't make electric vehicles. They're sitting on it. Intel went to them. They're going to create 1,000 jobs. But because Foxconn now has the land, choice land, close to Lake Michigan between O'Hare Airport and Mitchell Field, everybody wants it. They blew off Intel and Intel went to Ohio. Then Oshkosh came to him and said, we want to create 1,000 jobs and make electric utility vehicles for the post office. And Foxconn threw them out. There's a 6-year statute of limitations for fraud. Foxconn thinks it'll end in the fall of 2023. And they're sitting there running the clock out, committing fraud by doing this. You're absolutely right. The attorney general should do something. The prior attorney general who was in on it, Schimmel, the Republican, wasn't going to do anything because he and Walker were in on it. And our present one, they entered into a settlement agreement with Foxconn and gave them $80 million. What Mount Pleasant and Racine are worried about is their property tax is going to go up not to $30,000 to $30 million, and they're going to blow it off after the statute of limitations for fraud expires and then just slip into the night, tying up this valuable land until they're given a lot of money for it. We got cheated. We got snookered. The Republicans did it. And the response since then has been too weak. All right. I put on commercials during my governor campaign about this. I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. We got cheated. The taxpayer got cheated. And they still vote Republican in some areas. Thanks for calling, Jack. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.